Nance, Cooney to third, Berrigan to second. And Tucker Hoon has picked up where he's unfortunately left off where they're after, is allowing 10 hits in the first game. Can Hoon do it a little bit different this time? One ball, one strike. The 1-1. And a ball outside, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Here can the Rafters get out of this jam. Two runners in scoring position for the Dock Spiders. A 2-1 upstairs on the outside edge. 3-1. Hoon had a 6.62 ERA with a 1-0 record, appearing in 14 games on 17 and 2/3 innings pitched. The 3-1 popped up to the third baseman in Jack Basir, who's running under it. And there's one down for the Rafters. Two away. So Seth Swiecik, the Melbourne, Australia native, who has dual citizenship in Australia and the United States, is batting a 182 out of the University of Nevada. Not too many internationals you'll see in the Northwoods League, but Seth Swiecik is one of them. He sees the first pitch behind him for a strike, 0-1. So 0 balls, a strike here with one out. Hoon looks over to second and then delivers. And a jam shot that drops in the left center gap. And getting home is one, now two. And the Dock Spiders score a run as Cooney gets home. Dock Spiders lead 4-3. Lorenzo Rios will step in now to the Dock Spiders' first lead of the day. And Tucker Hoon gives up a run. He's given up 3 hits so far. So that advances Berrigan to third. Setting at first is Swiecik with one out. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball. Hit goes through the glove of Carlson. Getting home is Berrigan. Advancing to second is Swiecik. And getting on first is Lorenzo Rios. And now the Dock Spiders are starting to pour it on here in the bottom of the fifth. So Paul Smith, the designated hitter out of Rice University, and the Dock Spiders up 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. One out. First pitch from Hoon, way on the outside edge, 1-0. Dock Spiders have started to put it together on the offensive side of things. The 1-0. Swing and a miss upstairs. 1-1. Tucker Hoon wearing number 26. And he's got protective eyewear as well. The 1-1. Way down in the dirt. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Rafters have two runners on. 2-1. Swing and a ball drops into the right field gap. Rounding third, heading for home is Swiecik, and he gets there. And getting to third is Rios, and the Dock Spiders. 3 runs here in the bottom of the fifth. They're up 6-3. Tucker Hoon has given up 5 hits so far. He's really struggled. Jake Serrain will now be the one to take the plate, the right-hander. So Rios at third. Paul Smith at first. And there is a fastball down the plate, 0-1. Serene plays at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. D3 program. It's about 15 minutes from here. The 0-1. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to Hoon, who makes the play at first, but a run scores in Lorenzo Rios. Dock Spiders up 7-3. And they have an onslaught of runs here in the bottom of the fifth. Dock Spiders up 7-3, bottom five here. Those two outs. So Jack Peterson will now step in as Paul Smith on second. So they have a runner on second. Ball thrown inside. 1-0.
So after the bubble ball, that Bob Spitzer, right?
Ball and no strikes with two outs. The 1-0. A ball driven. It's driven high to deep right center. Does this have the distance? It does. Oh, excuse me. Rogers is there to make the catch. That was in the sun. So 7-3. The Dock Spiders get four runs in the bottom of the fifth as the Dock Spiders up four as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFH.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, Rafters have given up four in the bottom of the fifth. They are down 7-3. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as Kyle Carlson, Piedmont College product, down 1-0 in the count as a swing and a miss, 1-1. Rafters have just not been able to put it together. Three runs in the top of the second, and they gave up two in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the third, and then four in the bottom of the fifth as 1-2 here. Rafters looking for their second win. Dock Spiders looking for their first, as it has been a struggle. The 1-2 downstairs. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. Driven ball back out behind the dugout in foul territory. Staying alive here at 2-2. Carlson has, well, before today, he's batted pretty decently, 2-2 as a swing and a line drive into right field as Carlson will take first, and that's a good way to start things off here after giving up four runs for the Rafters. They need a rally going. So now Logan Hugo out of Eastern Michigan. So Carlson will take first. He drops the ball in the right field. So the Dock Spiders have out-hit the Rafters 6-4. Well, they acquired five of those hits in the last inning. And breaking ball down low, and that's going to be a strike 0-1. So 0 balls, 1 strike. The 0-1, way on the outside edge, 1-1. Top of the six here, Dock Spiders 7, Rafters 3. The 1-1, down on the right edge, 2-1. Can the Rafters make a rally to get themselves back in this game? They lost 8-2 last night to the Rockers. And Eisenbarth throwing across the plate, but that was just on the outside edge, 3-1. So Carlson stands at first, 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1, driven ball back for Hugo, 3-2. Lights have fully turned on here as the sun is slowly setting here on this beautiful night, the 3-2. Hugo got caught swinging. Eisenbarth got him downstairs as Hugo strikes out the DH of Brant Voth, who struck out today both times he's been at the plate. So Voth, out of New Mexico State. Can Voth get things going? Carlson started it off as Voth laces a ball out towards the left field side, 0-1, foul ball. Zero balls, a strike, way inside for Eisenbarth, 1-1. A ball, a strike, and the Rafters get a rally going. 1-1. Check swing on the left side, 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. 1 out. Carlson leads off at first. Brant Voth, the switch hitter who's batting lefty, step in. The 1-2, downstairs, a bit low, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dock Spiders 7, Rafters 3. Eisenbarth comes set and then delivers. Voth skies one, pops one into the shortstop of Drew Berrigan, who runs under it in the shallow center and makes a catch for the second out. So Levi Jensen, who had an RBI today on a base hit, and he popped out on his second plate appearance, will step in. So 2 outs. Carlson leads off at first here in the top of the six. It's been a struggle for the Rafters. They had one good inning in the top of the second. Other than that, they have put zeros up on the board. The Dock Spiders have scored in 3 of their last 5 innings. The 0-1 got him on a strike, 0-2. So Carlson, big leadoff at first. Can the Rafters get something? The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Eisenbarth gets him, swinging on a fastball. And the Dock Spiders get 3 outs as we head to the bottom of the 6. Rafters 3, Dock Spiders 7. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 92, tomorrow mainly clear. Partly cloudy, tomorrow night lows level off around 62. turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the bottom half of the inning we go here in the bottom of the sixth as Jack Gorman will lead off as a curveball from Tucker Hoon is true, 0-1. So the Rafters down 7-3 here as Hoon wheeling and dealing 0-2 on the second strike. And Hoon unfortunately has not had his best game. He's given up 5 hits and 4 runs as the 0-2 from Hoon on the outside edge. The Rafters have just, they just have not put a good couple innings together. They had a good inning in the top of the second where they had 3 runs, but other than that, as a hard hit bouncer ball over to Basir, the third baseman, who throws it to Carlson, and it got him in time. One down. So Connor Cooney will be up for the Dock Spiders, and a guy who has been able to cross home plate, got a double, and now back to the top of the lineup. Fun fact about Connor Cooney, he has 32 cousins. That is quite a lot, as he is down in the count, 1-0. Hoon delivering 2-0. So he's batting a 167 this season, but he has an RBI out of Nawant, Colorado, the 2-0 on the outside edge, 3-0. Adding a 167 in a guy that has done well in the leadoff as a strike is true for Tucker Hoon. Hoon on a temp deal here for the Rafters. 3-1 down below. Ball number 4. Cooney will take first. And Drew Bergen, who's also crossed home plate today, out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College on a Tribuco Canyon, California, batting a 250. I'll be honest, I haven't even heard of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College before today. As the Tribuco Canyon native sees a ball in the dirt, 1-0. So Cooney stands at first, one out, down the 1-0, and a ground ball on the third baseline. That goes foul territory, 1-1. So with one out here, bottom of the six, Dock Spiders 7, Rafters 3. The 1-1, curveball right across the plate. That looked really good from Tucker Hoon. As it's 1-2, one ball, two strikes. Here in Fond du Lac, Rafters have struggled The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman and Basir. The throw to second. Johnson back to first. And so they got Cooney out at second. And staying at first is Berrigan. So Berrigan's safe at first, but they made the play at second. So Basir over to Johnson. Johnson over to first in Carlson, but wasn't able to make that double play. But they got the run out at second. But Travis Strickler, who also attends Embry-Riddle Aeronautical College from Glendale, Arizona, batting a 222. And a swing and a miss. 0-1. So 0 balls, 1 strike here with 2 outs. The 0-1. And Jensen throws it over to second. Attack from Taylor is there. They caught Berrigan stealing. So the Rafters get 3 outs. Some heads-up plays by the infield has put them here on the top of the seventh inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll take a quick break aside.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
To the top of the seventh inning we go, and to the top of the order for the Rafters as Brandon Rogers of Iowa Western Community College batting a 333 before today. As a fastball comes in low, 1-0. Eisenbarth will remain on the mound for the Dock Spiders. Up 7-3 here. The 1-0. Way high. Rogers had to duck. That went towards his head. Thank gosh he got out of the way. As had a similar situation where it was in the first game of the season for the Rafters. Levi Jensen took a ball to the head. Well, I think, gosh, he was wearing a helmet, but as the ball comes in a bit in the inside, 3-0. The 3-0 serve. And ball number 4 straight balls as Rogers will take first. And a guy that you want to have on base. He had 17 stolen bases for the Iowa Western Community College Reavers this season. So Ty Johnson batting second here. Will step in, and Johnson's had a 2-run RBI today. So definitely a guy that you could rely on as he sees a ball in the dirt and goes behind the catcher in Rios, taking second in time to Rogers. A late throw from Rios over the shortstop to Berrigan, who was on the second base bag. Thank gosh that didn't go behind him for the Dock Spiders, as the Rafters could have had something there. So, exactly what I said, at 17 stolen bases for Iowa Western, Rogers did, and he has another stolen base here in the Northwoods League. So 1-0. The Raptors get something going. The 1-0 pitch. Johnson fields a ground ball, throws it over to Gorman, and Gorman makes the throw over to first to Sweet Chick, but Rogers advances to third. So Jack Basir will step in, the right-handed batter. With one out here. So one out. Eisenbarth will come set. Rogers, a big leadoff at third. Swinging a ground ball out on the third baseline. That just goes out just in foul territory. Into the third baseman of John Serrain. So Basir, down on the count, 0-1. The 0-1, breaking ball on the inside corner. Got him for a strike, 0-2. Then get Rogers home and cut this lead to 3. Raptors can start a comeback. Ball way low from Eisenbarth, 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Basir batting a 389 before today. A foul tipped backside. Staying here at 1-2. Basir leading the team in batting average. 7 hits. He also had a home run yesterday. A solo shot in the bottom of the fifth. As a wild pitch from Rios, Rogers decided not to go. He ran halfway towards home plate, but then retreated back. As it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, Eisenbarth is looking for to regather himself. Top of the 7th here, Dock Spider 7, Raptors 3. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 out. The 2-2, downstairs in the dirt, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, full count here with 1 out. A full count release home and foul tipped backside. It was a high curveball that Basir just was able to get on the top of his bat to keep it fair. Three balls, 2 strikes. Here's a serve. And Basir lines one up, but running out of it is Gorman, who comes out of nowhere and makes the catch. Jack Gorman, the second baseman, has done an excellent job today as Matt Olive. So 2 outs. Here for the Dock Spiders, the Raptors have Rogers on third. Can they send him home? Matt Olive will decide that. Dock Spiders have out-hit the Raptors 6-4. Raptors have committed 2 errors, which has really hurt them. First pitch on the way, 1-0. Rogers, a big leadoff at third. Can a rally get going for the Raptors? 1-0 pitch comes in low, 2-0. Two outs, 2 balls, and no strikes. Here's the 2-0, and that hits Olive on the right shoulder. He looks to be okay, so Olive will take first. Rogers on third, so a runner on first and third. Shane Taylor, the shortstop, will make an appearance at the plate. And gosh, Matt Olive is okay, as he was hit by a ball in warm-ups. Also hit by a pitch today, so he's a tough kid. He'll be all right as he takes first. Shane Taylor, the shortstop, the left-hander, will step in. So Rogers at third, but Olive at first. 2 outs, top of the 7th. Ball down in the dirt. 1-0. Top of the seventh. It has not been a game the Rafters like, as Shane Taylor drives one into the right field gap. On a one-hop bounces Connor Cooney, the center fielder. Brandon Rogers gets home. And advancing to third is Matt Olive. So a run comes in for the Rafters, and boy, they needed that. Shane Taylor, an RBI, as this gets Kyle Carlson, who got a base hit on his last plate appearance. So that's what the Rafters need. Five hits and four runs, as it looks like Eisenbarth's day might be coming to a close. Coaching staff, Douglas Coe, the manager, in his first year out of Appleton, Wisconsin, having a word with Eisenbarth. Coe and pitching coach Joe Morris. Having a word. But Eisenbarth looks to remain on the mound, telling him to calm down. Most likely, Kyle Carlson will be due up. Can the Rafters get another rally in and another run? Shane Taylor, a big hit. Two outs here. Olive on third. Ball way outside. 1-0. Last time the Rafters got a run, it was in the top of the third, top of the second, where they got three runs. Now they finally get one here in the top of the seventh. Down in the dirt. 2-0. Doc Spiders looking for their first win. Rafters looking for their second, as the 2-0 pitch comes in low, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, with two outs. The 3-0 from Eisenbarth is a fastball on the inside corner, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. The 3-1, way outside for ball four. That's going to move Shane Taylor to second, Kyle Carlson to first, and then Matt Olive at third. Bases juice for the Rafters here in the top of the seventh. They already have a run scored off of a Shane Taylor RBI that sent Rogers home. And now Logan Hugo, who struggled at the plate here this season. Can he get some magic going? Out of Eastern Michigan and Essexville, Michigan. First pitch from Eisenbarth, swing and a miss upstairs, 0-1. Two outs now, zero balls and a strike. The 0-1, way inside, but that's going to be called for a strike. 0-2, so Eisenbarth up in the count here. Can Hugo get something going? This would be massive for the Rafters, bases juiced. Taylor at second, Carlson at first, Olive at third. The 0-2 popped up on the back side for foul territory. Staying alive here at 0-2. Zero balls, two strikes with two outs. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Strike three. Hugo went after it on the outside edge and wasn't able to make contact, so the Rafters get a run, but unfortunately not able to get in anymore as they are down 7-4 as we head to the home after the inning here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll take a quick step aside.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisor is Sky E. Manning. For questions about current investments, retirement, and end-of-life issues, contact Sky Manning today at 715-424-4100. That's 715-424-4100.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We got a question. Who's over 30?
So we return here in the top and the bottom of the seventh as a ball popped up from Seth Sweetchick on the third base line. Running under it is Jack Basir, the third baseman, for the second out. We apologize for the delay. So Rios is now up. Lorenzo Rios, the Presbyterian College products, and well, the Rafters two outs, so Jack Subfer done a decent job so far with no runners on here in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 7-4. Curveball comes in low on the inside corner. 0-1. Subfer, the 0-1 delivery, ball popped up behind home plate. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Here comes Zupfer on the delivery, way inside. Lorenzo Rios got hit on the ankle, so he will take first with two outs. And now this returns as Paul Smith, the designated hitter out of Houston, Texas, playing for the Rice Owls. We'll step in the left-handed batter. So Zupfer with two outs here. Can he get the third? First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down low. 0-1. Two outs. No balls and a strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss once again. Zupfer up in the count. 0-2 with two outs. And a swing and a ground ball out on the third baseline in foul territory. The 0-2 from Zupfer, upstairs, 1-2. It's one ball, two strikes. Zupfer shakes it off, and then comes set. The 1-2 curveball comes in low, 2-2. So Rio stands at first. The 2-2. Swinging a hard hit ball on the first base line, out in foul territory. Staying here at 2-2. Rafter is down 7-4. Swing and a line drive into right field. Getting on first is Smith. Advancing to second is Rios. So Jake Serrain now due up for the Dock Spiders. And Jack Zupfer started this heading off well with back-to-back outs, but has not been able to get anything since. So Jake Serrain on the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, adding a 333 with three RBIs. Two outs here. First pitch, Zupfer and a bouncer over to Basir at third. He makes the play over to first, and he's safe. Initially called out from the ref, the umpire, but he made it safe. He looked at it. He had a moment, was initially going to call out, but called safe instead. But I thought Basir had him. So bases are juiced here for the Dock Spiders. Rios stands at second. Rios stands at third. Smith at second. And Jake Serrain at first. Now having Jack Peterson up. And a ball sent foul on the right side. 0-1. Bottom of the seventh here. The 0-1. Swing and a line drive into drops into right field. Coming home is Rios. Now Smith, can he get home? And does. And the Dock Spiders up 9-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jack Gorman now will take the plate, the right-handed batter. So Peterson on third. Serrain on third. Peterson on first. And now the Rafters cut it to three in the top of the seventh and then have given up two runs here in the bottom of the inning. So they're now 9-4 as a curveball across the plate, 0-1. Zero balls, a strike, is up for a pickoff attempt at first and did not get the diving Peterson. So Peterson at first, Serrain at third, is up for the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, 1-1. Lights have fully turned on. The sun has fully set here at Herb Baker Field. A curveball as Gorman drives one out into foul territory towards the Dock Spiders dugout. 1-2 here with two outs. Supfer comes set. The 1-2 delivery. As taking second and getting him out. Peterson took second. He paid the price for it. And the Rafters give up two runs here on the bottom of the seventh as we head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll take a quick step aside.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the eighth here as a pitching change is true for the Spiders. Tanner Smith out of Presbyterian College, another Presbyterian product, a senior from Lawrence, South Carolina. Alex Duffy making his first appearance here for the Rafters, just got here today. So Duffy out of Elon University, a guy for the Rafters that they are excited about. He's a catcher, and he's batting left-handed. So Duffy will see a strike across the plate. As Smith, the 0-1, downstairs, Duffy lines a ball over to Smith, who one-hand tosses it over to the first baseman, and Seth Swiecik for an easy out. So Levi Jensen, the catcher, will also step in. So Duffy batted for Voth, and now Jensen, the catcher, who's had a tough time at the plate as well. Rafters down 9-4 here in the top of the eighth. Going to have two more shots to get five runs as Smith throws the ball high upstairs, 1-0. Smith comes set. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Got him on a belt high fastball, 1-1. The 1-1, a breaking ball goes on the outside edge, painting the outside, 1-2. The 1-2 from Smith comes set. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Jensen went after it down low and paid the price. Two outs. Rafters just another frustrating night so far. They went up 3-0 on the top of the second. You felt that the bats were going to start to get flowing, but they gave up two runs in the bottom of the second, a run in the bottom of the third, four runs in the fifth, and then two runs in the seventh. But out hit 9-5. But down 9-4 as Rogers steps in, returning to the top of the lineup here with two outs. So one ball, no strikes. The 1-0 down in the dirt. 2-0. So two balls on strikes with nobody on here at Herb Baker Field. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Out downstairs, 2-1. Rogers has had a good start to his Rafters campaign. Rafters on the verge of worsening their record as a curveball comes way inside. Three and one. Three balls, one strike with two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him downstairs. 3-2. Full count here with two outs. A frustrating night once again here for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Can they make something happen? A full count serve way inside that hits the knee of Rogers, so he'll take first. And once again, Brandon Rogers getting on base, finding a way to do it. That's the second time he's been hit by a pitch today. So this is going to put up Ty Johnson. He's had three RBIs, including one today. So four RBIs on the season. Batting second, the left-hander. Check swing and didn't go, but that's going to be called for a strike. 0-1. Two outs here for the Dock Spiders in the top of the eighth. The 0-1, way outside. Rogers decides to steal second. He gets there way before Lorenzo Rios, the catcher, can make the throw over to Berrigan. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Rogers once again putting on that stolen base talent on display. 1-1 with two outs. The delivery down low. 2-1 with, can the Rafters get something? It's been frustrating. You felt they had bases loaded in the top of the seventh. They already had a run scored. And then, unfortunately, Matt Olive was not able to cash it in. The 2-1. Swinging a hard bouncer through the second base gap. Coming over is the second baseman who doesn't make the throw. Gorman goes behind Sweet Chick. An error there. So Johnson take second. Rogers will get home, and the Rafters get on the board. 9-5 now. So that was big. Ty Johnson, another RBI. That's his second of the game, fifth of the year. As Jack Basir will step in, kind of rally happy in for the Rapids. The Rafters, they are been out hit 9-6, down 9-5 here. Here on the top of the eighth. First pitch on the way. There's a strike. So Johnson drove a ball up to Gorman. Gorman threw it behind Sweetchick at first as Basir drives one into the left center gap. Rounding third, heading for home is Johnson, and he will get there. Basir at first, and the Rafters two runs of their own, and it's 9-6 now. Uh-oh, here come the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Two runs here in the top of the eighth. Can they make something happen? It was a five-run ball game. Now it's three. Is Matt Olive, the Valparaiso Beacon, will step in. A big RBI there for Jack Basir. First pitch on the way, a breaking ball down low, got him on the inside corner, 0-1. So two outs, zero balls and a strike. Smith comes set, delivers the 0-1, comes in low, 1-1. Perhaps a late rally could be in store for the Rafters. They're down 9-4, two runs of their own here with two outs, 9-6 now. Swing and a miss, Olive went after that one on the right side. Got caught swinging, 1-2. For 1-2. Breaking ball right down the middle. And that's strike number three for Tanner Smith. The Rafters get two runs in the top of the eighth. 9-6 ball game. Dock Spiders lead as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return here in the bottom of the eighth as Jack Gorman drove a ground ball into the glove of Shane Taylor, who got him out at first. So now Connor Cooney leading off the top of the order here in the bottom of the eighth. Dock Spiders lead 9-6. Rafters got two runs of their own to cut it to a three-run ball game, the top half of this inning. So perhaps can they get three runs to the top of the ninth? That will be the question, like they did in the second. as the 1-0 downstairs, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ball comes in low and inside, 3-0. So Jack Supfer will stay on the mound. A St. Thomas product throws a fastball right across the plate. 3-1.